T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil Yates of ESPN, and he said last week when we talked about Odell Beckham possibly to the Browns, as we continued to bang the drum for that, a lot of people were saying they don't buy it. And Phil said to us, basically, I'll believe he's going to be on the Giants when I see him on the Giants at the start of the season. Well, Phil, you didn't have to wait long for them to prove Dave Gettleman a liar. No surprise on that. And I hate to call him a liar because I expect him to lie when asked that question, because it's better for business. And Field with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline from ESPN. Field, what a day for the Browns and the fans here. Unreal.
What a day. You know, it's funny because every year around this time we talk about how the NFL season isn't won in March. And I know that there have been notable off seasons like the Eagles in 2012 and the Jaguars a few years ago. Heck, the Giants a few years ago made a bunch of big splashes. But I don't know that there is going to be buzz palpable of that we are feeling right now out of Cleveland for all the moves that have been made over the past, not just couple of days, but really the foundation has been laid over the past two off seasons for what I think is shaping up to be, and I'm not going out on much of a limb here, the best Browns season, and you know, probably since the franchise came back into existence.
Yeah, no doubt.
By the way, Field and I were texting last night before the trade happened. I was having dinner, and Field's like, if Odell comes to Cleveland, then it means I'm going to be in Cleveland a lot more. So, Field, I owe you a steak dinner when you come to Cleveland, because you're going to be in Cleveland a lot more now, buddy.
That's good, Sam. And this is great, right? So I think, you know, like, if you were to measure, like, the markets that will move the needle more than any other in the NFL next season, you know, we've got the teams that always move the needle because they're typically successful, right? Like the Patriots, the Steelers, the Cowboys are kind of the quote-unquote national brands, the Packers as well. But the Browns have about as much tradition as anybody. And, like, that's going to be one of the epicenters of football next year. It's going to be great. How do you not find yourself fixated? My fiance woke up this morning and asked me, the Browns are going to be at Hard Knocks again this year. And I'm like, such a great point. It'd be awesome to see them back on Hard Knocks again this year. And I know that's not going to happen. And maybe not so awesome for the team itself. But the Cleveland's right back in the conversation. I think it's kind of where it belongs. It's good for the Browns. It's good for the city of Cleveland. And it's well-deserved. Like, this is not because of the wrong reasons. It's for the right reasons.
For once, yes. And it looks like it's going to be a long run of successful play for the Browns, which fans haven't seen in decades. A field to your point, we mentioned Hard Knocks before. It obviously probably won't happen, but it would be great. Speaking of nighttime TV, we're used to seeing the Browns play 14 or 15 1 o'clock games. This year, maybe they'll have eight. Who knows? How many night games do you think they get?
So I think the NFL has a scheduling policy where you can play a maximum of like six games in prime time during the year. And I want to say that the NFL typically doesn't schedule more than four, maybe five during the original schedule, just to preserve the chance for a team being flexed into another primetime game. I think, though, the Browns, you got to mention they hit the max, right? I mean, you got to figure they hit the max going into the season. Monday Night Football should be a must for the Browns next year. Thursday Night Football should be a must in, like, a notable game, right? Like, I want Browns Steelers on Thursday Night Football. I don't want, you know, two obscure teams that are out of the playoff race or, you know, probably not even part of the conversation going into the year. And I tweeted this last night, and maybe we can put it into existence. Like, I want the Browns to play the Patriots week one, opening night.
Thursday night,
SOS Stadium Thursday night. Like, I know the NFL is supposedly going to be opening up the year with the Packers and the Bears because of the tradition and the 100th NFL season. But how sweet could there be a more must-see TV game going into the year than Baker and the Browns versus Brady and Bunch? Like, that would be unbelievable.
Field, why were the Browns able to get, and how, I guess I should say, this deal done for such a minimal amount of assets, I guess?
So I think what we have to do is go back to when the Odell Beckham Jr. extension was signed. And I'm sure you guys followed it enough and certainly know just how well or how that dynamic all played out. And it felt like from the get-go, the Giants extended Odell Beckham Jr., not necessarily because GM Dave Gettleman wanted to, but because he felt like he had to, right? There was so much public pressure, so much angst from the fans, and you know, the owner made so many separate comments about how they wanted Odell to be a Giant, in it for the long haul, et cetera. I'm not sure that Dave Gettleman was ever fully invested in that. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but you know, it felt to me from the outside like the Giants did that extension and did so almost, you know, like, but like it was never a, the minute the extension went down, it still felt like they were open for business on Odell. They ended up not being the minute them, but it felt like, hey, pretty much from the get-go, if the right offer came across, they would do it. And as it turned out, the right offer was a first, a third, and Jabril Peppers. And maybe they have a high evaluation of Jabril, what kind of player he can be. Obviously, he wasn't 26th overall just a couple of years ago out of Michigan.
Yeah. I think it was 26th. I think you're right about that. No,
Something like that. Yeah, first round pick. And a guy that there was a time in his maybe even his high school career, we thought he could be like a top five draft pick. He was that kind of dynamic athlete. But it was somewhat of a perfect circumstance situation. And one thing I'll say about John Dorsey, and I know this is probably somewhat obvious to those that are following it, especially in Cleveland, is that, like, you know, shoot or shoot, right? You got to be willing to do it. And where I think there is risk involved in this move, I don't mean that the Browns are worse with Odell Beckham Jr., but there's risk involved, and this is sort of on Freddie Kitchens now, and the expectations are going to be through the roof. We're talking about it right now. We're talking about the Browns playing six primetime games, et cetera. So managing expectations, that doesn't mean ignoring the chance to be really good. But managing expectations is still something that you have to do. Like, I know that people don't like to credit Steve Kerr for the job that he does for the Warriors because they've got Steph Curry and Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and Boogie Cousins. But still, like, the manager of all of those personalities and how it all works is an important task. So I still think that, you know, what Freddie Kitchens has in front of him, like, that's going to be, you know, a unique test for him. But I admire the Browns for saying, we'll just figure it out. Let's get everybody aboard and figure out all the stuff after the fact. Like, let's not worry about the stuff before it manifests. Let's go for it. And why not? Because in the NFL, other than the Patriots, no one's window is larger than a couple of years.
True.
Field Yates is with us from ESPN. Field, what do you think the Browns end up doing at safety, at corner?
Outside linebacker.
Outside linebacker. I mean, Eric Berry got released. Is there a chance that we could sign
maybe
him?
Maybe a kicker, too? Goskowski.
Bull was Goskowski so bad. So give us your thoughts on what the Browns can do to also add to what they've already done.
Yeah, I don't think the Browns are done. And I guess, like, I should put a little bit of, like, an asterisk there. Like, it's probable, if not likely, that their biggest moves are behind them, right? But how much more can you ask for than Odell Beckham Jr., Olivier Vernon, and some of the other things that we're going to see the Browns do or have done so far to this point this season? But Eric Berry makes all kinds of sense, right? I mean, this is a player that John Dorsey knows very well from their time together in Kansas City. He fits an immediate and obvious need. Obviously, Demarius Randall has been a nice pickup for the Browns, playing that center field free safety role. You need a strong safety, though. You need one. In a division that I know some of these cliches are a little bit old and tired, but like the AFC North, I still think is going to be one where a lot of teams want to grind out yards on the ground. You got to have some safeties that can handle, you know, the responsibilities that, you know, a guy that, I feel like Cam Kanzler was always the mold, but a strong safety, emphasis on strong, is important. We'll see what Eric Berry has in mind. Obviously, health concerns have been what has plagued him over the past couple of seasons. We did see him on the field at the end of the playoffs last year when the Chiefs went to the AFC Championship game, but I imagine he'll be motivated to go somewhere to win a championship. He's making a ton of money guaranteed still from the Chiefs next year. He's made plenty of money in his career, and having spent a lot of time around there, I can tell you that whatever locker room he ends up, if he goes to Cleveland, that locker room and that franchise, that's a culture-altering move because he's that magnificent of a guy.
It's all good stuff right now, Field, and we appreciate your time as always. Thank you for joining us.
All right, guys, take care. Have a good one.
You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.